Hi, it's Chloe from Rovi TV and also Rovi Radio. We are now in the Cinema Paradiso, and we are just before the screening of an amazing movie called On Being a Newcomer. And let's ask some questions to the people. Come. You just from the Cinema Paradiso. Can you tell me what did you think about those movies that you saw, and which one you saw?
I saw many movies because I also went this morning to the Bharat Nivas to see the movies from the different schools of Roville, and this afternoon from mainly it was French documentary, especially the beginning, and I saw a movie from Baga, about Baga, a portrait with a French lady living in a very old Rovillian. And I saw so many things, also documentary from France, from French TV, Écolo avant l'heure. I don't know how to translate it in English. And also I discovered a lot of new things. For example, one was no title. And I could see that Rovillians went for parapente, or I don't know, flying.
Like, it was Hair, I think, the title, no?
Hair. Home Hair.
Home, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But we saw many, many movies, different kind of quality and inspiration and focus, yes.
So did you make your vote?
Yes, you want to know my vote?
Yeah, you want to say?
Yes, so for me the first one is a portrait of Baga. Yeah. It's very interesting to discover that an Rovinian that you see almost every day, finally, you don't know her that much. You need a documentary to discover more about each other sometimes.
So your approach of Auroville or your life in Auroville will change a bit after this festival?
Change, I don't know. But what is nice with this festival is that there is a wind of creativity coming, and we are all together, and it inspires, gives new ideas. And I would like to do one next year, actually.
Hello. Can you tell me which one was your favorite movie?
The girl one.
Which one?
The girl one.
The girl one.
Yeah.
What she was doing?
She was doing cartwheels and playing the drum and... Yeah.
You gonna vote for her?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's Chloe?
Good question.
Oh my God.
Pour le festival de film. Bravo! À Marco. Bah, c'est tout, j'ai tout dit maintenant.
That's it?
Non, qu'est-ce que tu dis quoi?
In English, can you say what do you think about this festival?
It is fabulous. Marco has done the greatest things in Auroville for so many years, and I think we'll do it again. And it's a very good vibe, a very good atmosphere for Auroville. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Louis. Hi, Sandrine.
Hi, Chloé.
So, you just went from the Cinema Paradiso?
Yes.
I restart, sorry. You just from the Cinema Paradiso? Yes. Can you tell me what did you think about those movies that you saw, and which one you saw also?
I saw many movies because I also went this morning to the Bharat Nivas to see the movies from the different schools of Roville. And this afternoon, from mainly it was French documentary, especially the beginning. And I saw a movie from Baga, about Baga, a portrait, with a French lady living in a very old Rovillian. And I saw so many things, also documentary from France, from French TV, Écolo avant l'heure. I don't know how to translate it in English. And also I discovered a lot of new things. For example, one was no title. And I could see that Rovillians went for parapente, or I don't know, flying. Like,
It was Hair, I think, the title, no?
Hair. Home Hair.
Home, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But we saw many, many movies, different kind of quality and inspiration and focus, yes.
So did you make your vote?
Yes. You want to know my vote?
Yeah, you want to say?
Yes. So for me, the first one is a portrait of Baga. Yeah. It's very interesting to discover that an Eurovignian that you see almost every day, finally you don't know her that much. You need a documentary to discover more about each other sometimes.
So your approach of Euroville or your life in Euroville will change a bit after this festival?
Change, I don't know. But what is nice with this festival is that there is a wind of creativity coming and we are all together and it inspires, gives new ideas. And I would like to do one next year, actually. It will not change my life because anyway it's from a deeper level, but give me ideas to maybe do a small movie next year. I don't know. Yes, I have already some ideas since I saw all these short films.
So, Christophe, what do you feel about being screened in a huge, very famous film festival?
I'm very happy. Very good to to experience the reaction of the of such a huge audience. 1,000 people, 2,000, how many were there?
Yeah, almost. Tell like me. Yeah, 10,000.
Yeah, I think so. No, really good. I'm happy.
Can I have a bit of this?
Yeah, sure, energy ball. It's the Auroville substitute for popcorn.
Oh, thank you. You just seen movie now?
Yes, I saw the.
So
the
for film which piece. One did you vote?
I voted for the last one, the portraits of Auroville.
The portraits of Auroville?
Yes, the one about the guy that lived as a tzaddi and first arrived in India and lost his clothes and his passports and yeah, very fascinating. That he had to live in the modern times like it used to happen before. So yeah, I found it intriguing.
And are you Eurovillian or you are a guest?
I'm a guest, yes. I'm giving a workshop here next weekend.
About what?
On biodanza.
Ah, you are the biodanza
yes,
dancer.
Yes, I'm coming to do the biodanza.
Okay, and I have also another question. What was your other favorite movie?
Oh, there's been so many. Last night, let me try and recall. Well, I like all of the movies that show the culture, that show the energy, especially the consciousness, that show the higher consciousness and how it's manifesting and the goal of oneness. I really love that. I haven't encountered it before. I haven't seen it in other places, so... Yes, it feels like a play field for a new life to happen.
And this is a bit what you were looking for to come when you were coming in Auroville?
Yes, very much. Yeah, it's. I didn't expect I'd find it at the film festival. But anyway, I went to the internet, to the Auroville website. I was in Mysore and was doing a program there. Was not enjoying it at all. I saw the ad for the film festival and that's it. I was on the train the next day.
You came just because of the film festival?
I came early because of the film festival.
I saw many movies because I also went this morning to the Bharat Nivas to see the movies from the different schools of Auroville. And this afternoon, mainly it was French documentary, especially the beginning. And I saw a movie from Baga, about Baga, a portrait. With a French lady living in a very old Eurovillian. And I saw so many things. Also documentary from France, from French TV, Écolo avant l'heure. I don't know how to translate it in English. And also I discovered a lot of new things. For example, one was no title. And I could see that Eurovillians went for parapente, or I don't know. Flying.
Flying, yeah. Comment? It was Hair, I think, the title. No?
Hair. Home Hair.
Home, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But we saw many movies, different kind of quality and inspiration and focus, yes.
So, did you make your vote?
Yes. You want to know my vote?
Yeah, you want to say?
Yes. So, for me, the first one is a portrait of Baga. It's very interesting to discover that an Eurovignian that you see almost every day, Finally, you don't know her that much. You need a documentary to discover more about each other sometimes.
So your approach of Auroville or your life in Auroville will change a bit after this festival?
Change, I don't know. But what is nice with this festival is that there is a wind of creativity coming. And we are all together, and it inspires, gives new ideas. And I would like to do one next year.
Hi, Malika.
Hi.
So have you seen the movie today?
I've seen one. The last one is Danama. It's very very sad, but very real, actually. It's probably something which happens more than what we saw. And it's happening probably all around the villages and maybe all around India. But I think time is changing, and this type of scene, maybe we won't see it again. Maybe after 5 years, something will change, and all the girls will be able to go to school, study.
So it looked like a bit sad movie that you just...
Very sad. I feel like crying only.
Oh, no, don't cry. So, hi, Srini.
Yeah, hi.
You are one of the directors who are screened in the film festival, and you are the one who put a lot of your movie, and also a very good actor.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I seen your movie yesterday. The name was
Matram.
Matram, which everyone was laughing, everyone was enjoying. And I would like to ask you, is it your first time that you screened your movie in festival?
Exactly. I was waiting this for a long time. So I have been making films nearly 7-8 years. I've been making social and health issues, but I never projected in any of the film festival. I haven't sent anything, any films. I showed only in the villages, in the schools, in the seminars, women self-help group. This is my first film festival, Auroville Film Festival. So I'm really happy that film festival has happened close to me in Auroville itself. So I took a great opportunity to show my movies, nearly six films in this film festival. I'm really happy, and thank to the film festival team to take this initiate and to be here in Auroville.
And so you made six movies?
Yeah, in this film festival, three, another three documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
One is on solid waste management, one is on education, and another is Five Lands, the journey of children, and then life education documentaries, and other two documentaries I submitted.
Okay, and how did you feel to see... Are you Aurovillian or...?
No, I am not Aurovillian, but I am... Yeah, I'm close friend of Auroville. I'm living... I'm from Quilapalyam, and I live near New Creation. I have my own organization called Yatra Arts Foundation. We have a theatre team, and we have an evening class, and as well as we have a small studio to make short films. So basically, I've come from theatre. Mm-hmm. I have a theatre group.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you feel to be now in Auroville, to screen this in Auroville with the Aurovillian? Because usually it's the Tamil people who see your program, and now it's Aurovillian. And what do you feel about it?
I'm so happy that film festival has been happened here, and more Aurovillians and guests looking it. So I'm really happy. This is the happiest moment in my life, I can say. So I have to thank to the film festival team. To show our at least our ideas, our thoughts, and talents. This is a team effort. Totally, it's my team. I have to thank to the team also, because without my team, I can't make this type of films with success. Not only me. Have a nice team.
And so, do you have other plans to make other movie now for the coming years?
Yeah, my only aim is to become a future film director. So I've been writing scripts, and I'm trying for producer in Chennai and other places.
Okay, I heard yesterday that many people put your movie as the first, so it might be possible that you win. And imagine you are screened, because the price is to be screened in India.
Oh.
No.
It happens, it's really God's grace, and I have to thank to God and parent. And I'm really happy about what I'm hearing from you. I was not there at that time. I was projecting in Bharat Nivas.
Ah, yes.
So many people told, so really it's a nice...
Today, they were one of your movies?
Yeah, they screened Danama.
And what is it about?
It's about women's child education, particularly female importance of education for them, and Arak. Alcoholic. His father is an alcoholic. If somebody is alcoholic in the family, how the family ruins. And if there is no education for female child, how their life will be. It's a little sad movie.
Yesterday movie.
And that was comedy. Yeah. That was comedy, and this is a little sad about an elder girl who's suffering in the family.
Okay. Thank you, Srini, and really congratulations for your movie.
Thank you so much, and thank you for you all for the film festival team. Thank you.
There was three choices, no?
Yeah, your first one.
My first one went from More Light, I believe.
Not my movie.
Which one was your movie?
Which one is it?
No, this is my movie. No, and the second one?
Which one is your movie?
No, it's okay, it's the shame.
The second one? I really somehow like that question mark. The future of lazy people.
Ah, yes.
It was short, consistent.
You felt connected to this guy?
Very much. I can relate to it. Yeah. And that last one, Yatra, for the shots and probably direction of all these kids and all that. Great projects.
And what about the Eclipse trip?
Very nice, but a bit long, I must say. Mm. I was waiting for the Eclipse.
And it was not strange to have this random, like after the Eclipse you can get the other episode?
It is, that kind of editing was more efficient in Pulp Fiction, like starting with the end. But it's okay.
Which one is your favorite one?
The last one, Srini.
Everyone, like. Yeah, can you say a bit what it was?
Yeah, it's about waste management, and he does it in a very special way, with a lot of humor and a lot of beauty and love and strength. Yeah.
Okay. Quite amazing. No, this Cinema Paradiso has been quite full, no? The evening shows and even during the day we can.
What do you think about the response of the audience on the certain movies?
Yeah, you know, and what's interesting is there's already like discussion happening about how Auroville is seen. And no? Have you noticed that?
Yes, I also noticed the audience is reacting spontaneously with clapping, you know?
Yeah.
So actually they vote?
I don't know. Quite a lot of people are voting. No? So it's going to be exciting to see what the thing is, what the end result is.
So what you spoke with jurors, with judges, how they feel about the festival?
Oh, that's an interesting question, because one of the judges, Revati, who's wanting to actually see most of the films on the screen, she was really excited by the kids' films, and she said, like, you know, it's obvious that children here are having a very different kind of education, because she was really impressed with their films. And then most of them over here. So she's excited. And then the one in Madras, she called me. She's coming back here on Saturday. She's coming here on Saturday, but she's watching the films on the hard drive. She called me to say that, oh, they're all really nice. So I think the judges are really taking their things seriously.
What about the grown-ups movies?
The adult movies?
Yes.
I've only heard people talking outside, which...
What was that? Because,
yeah, that's the ones I think those are getting a lot of, engendering a lot of discussion and exchange, because actually until people saw some of the work of Srini, for instance, they never realized that there were people in the community outside Auroville who are actually, concerned about the same kind of issues and working towards things outside and in the village. And also, I think a lot of people have been coming in here to watch the film who are not Aurovillian. And for them also, I think that their idea of, you know, what is Auroville is getting a little bit...
In general, we could say that it's a really positive thing that the festival is coming, that is going.
Yeah, I've been hearing people talk, and I think it's somehow it's a very exciting thing in the community, and people are coming to watch, and they're talking, and they're voting, and, you know.
So we are anxiously waiting for Saturday for results.
Sunday.
Sunday?
Sunday, 3 o'clock.
At Saturday night, you will know already, right?
No. Sunday morning, the judges will be meeting to decide.
We have to wait until Sunday.
Yeah. Saturday, there's still films showing. Sunday morning, the judges will decide. And then Sunday, 3 o'clock at Bharat Nivas.
And then party after.
And then the party after in the evening. Yeah, I'm ready for that.
Yeah.